Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey everybody, Norm Borg here as we continue our look at this weekend's National Driving Championships to be held at Red Shores PEI. And you know, all the drivers I talked to, they're looking forward to this like it was the final of the Stanley Cup. They are very excited, and so is our next guest today on Trot Radio, PEI born and raised. He is Kenny Arsenault, and he's up next on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. Ken Arsenault is with us on the other end of my line from beautiful Prince Edward Island, one of the bedrocks of harness racing in Canada, and he will be representing that little slice of heaven at the National Driving Championships to be held. Well, I guess you got home court advantage, right, Ken, right in Prince Edward Island?
Yeah, I'm very, very lucky it's going to be here because, I mean, you know, I get to know the horse a little better and I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, when you would know the track, obviously.
Yes, and, you know, the big thing is too, Norm, I think knowing the horse is going to be probably should be an advantage for me.
Although I would think also, again, just being so used to driving the half mile, a lot of guys are coming in from larger size tracks and maybe haven't driven a half mile in a while. There's going to be some adjustments I think they may have to make, but that's just me talking. I don't know. Do you think you'll have more of an edge with six drivers who have less experience with these horses and this track?
I don't think so. I mean, these guys are less experienced. Like Brandon Campbell's probably the youngest, but you know, you get Dave Houdon and Jody Jamison, like the average for 3,000 drives a year, so it certainly shouldn't matter.
I guess not. Tell me, how do you prepare for an event like this? Do you watch the other drivers, try and get a feel for, you know, what their style is and how you might counter it?
Not really. Like, you know, I've been doing this now for 27 years, so it's kind of like another day at the office, but I mean, it's just a little more prestige to this one. And, yeah. Like, you know, big thing is, you know, like I said earlier, just hope to God have a little bit of luck, and, like, if any advantage I do have, it's probably that it's on my home track.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of cheering fans. Why do you want to represent Canada? What would that mean to you if you move on to the Worlds?
Well, I'm getting a little late in life in the harness racing and driving aspect. It's probably been one of my last hurrahs. And, you know, it's just almost like the Olympics to any other athlete, I guess.
Wow. You're just 50, though. You're still a kid.
Yeah, some days.
I'm 54, and I'm going to be driving in my first amateur. Now you just dashed all my hopes. Does being the oldest in the competition give you an extra incentive to win a position where youth is typically rewarded over experience?
Well, you know, I don't feel like I'm the oldest. You know, I might be the oldest in paper, but, I mean, I feel, like, pretty healthy and really looking forward to it. Like, I mean, just, I'm kind of like a 25-year-old waiting for it.
Attaboy. That's the way to be. There's a lot of passion going into this thing. You know, we talked to Jody Jamison earlier this week. There's a fella who, you know, has set all kinds of high standards, and he, you know, to him, this is just like going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the same thing here. Like, I mean, the Gold Cup and Stosser would be the biggest thrill of my life to win, but, I mean, if ever I get to represent Canada, I mean, I don't know if the Gold Cup and Stosser could top it.
Tell me something. The guys in Prince Edward Island, the harness racing community, they're in a rather, not privileged, but certainly in a very happy place because there aren't too many jurisdictions where, you know, the racing is in really healthy shape. Yet PEI manages to have a strong foundation. What's the reason for that?
I think a lot of it is it's a heritage. Like, I mean, it's family after family. It's kind of just passed down through, and it's almost like going to church here on Sundays. I mean, it's, you know,
Our Lady of Red Shores.
Right.
I like it.
I mean, you know, it's really, it's been in my family for three generations. I mean, I grew up with it and passed it down to my kids.
Well, God love you for that. Now, you're a Bruins fan. And a lot of guys from Atlantic Canada happen to be Bruins fans. You must be ecstatic that they ousted the Habs.
Well, like, you know, that's probably as good as winning the Stanley Cup to me. I was just waiting for the Leafs in about 4 years' time.
Oh, you're waiting to beat the Leafs? Or?
Yeah, 4 years.
Oh, well,
maybe
easy.
5 years.
That's easy. Yeah. And I'm a Leaf fan, too.
But they got to get to the playoffs first, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I consider myself the cocky answer to the Boston Red Sox fan before 2004. How do you think the Bruins are going to do here with the Flyers? They're up 2-0.
Well, my son's a great big Flyer fan, and it was kind of a little bit of a war in our living room the last two nights. But, you know, we get the goaltending, and we get some scoring. We got to score. I mean, You can't win scoring two goals in a game. So if we get some scoring, I think we got a real good shot to go to the final. Yeah. The West will be tough to beat.
Yeah, although, you know, what a shocker going on there. Who would have thought Nashville would be in the thick of it? But
Well, you know, I did like Nashville. Yeah. I did like Nashville. The surprise, though, is Washington. I thought they might go a little more further in the playoffs, but offense, you need defense to win, eh?
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, talking hockey and harness racing, you know, in PEI, doesn't get any better than that, does it?
We're Canadians, eh?
Hey, listen, you go get them this weekend, Ken. It's a pleasure talking to you. I wish you the best of luck out there, and I know you'll have fun racing for the hometown crowd.
Well, thank you very much, man.